Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Police in Akron, Ohio have released body camera footage showing several officers opening fire on Jaylen Walker as he fled a traffic stop on Monday. The 25-year-old black man was killed. Police say an independent investigation is ongoing, but it appears Walker was hit dozens of times. Stephen Milette is Akron's chief of police.
There was a gun recovered from Mr. Walker's vehicle. At the time of the shooting, he was unarmed.
Akron's mayor says he is, quote, beyond outraged, beyond shocked by what happened, and is appealing for peace. Protesters have been gathering outside the courthouse demanding justice. The last Ukrainian stronghold in Luhansk has fallen to Russia. Ukraine's military commander says to have held on would have been fatal for remaining troops who had fought for weeks to defend the city. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines reports Russia has now won full control over an eastern Ukrainian region.
Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Russian forces had taken the key Ukrainian city of Lysychansk and with it control of the entire Luhansk region in Ukraine's east. In a statement, the defense ministry said Shoigu had informed President Vladimir Putin that the seizure of the city amounted to the liberation of the separatist Luhansk People's Republic, a stated Kremlin objective. Meanwhile, Russian officials claimed Ukraine hit the Russian border city of Belgorod with missile strikes, saying at least three people were killed in what would be the deadliest attack inside Russia since the start of the conflict. NPR has not been able to independently confirm the claim. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
The Government Accountability Office has launched an investigation into how the U.S. Forest Service and other federal agencies conduct what are known as prescribed burns. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports controlled burns in New Mexico got out of control in April and grew into what became the largest wildfire ever recorded in the state.
Instead of clearing away decades of built-up forest fuel to help preempt catastrophic wildfires, the prescribed burn exploded into just such a blaze, one that is still burning. In an internal review, the Forest Service determined that staffers basically failed to account for historic drought and weather changes. Ecologists say the incident underscores how the agency consistently underestimates the impact of climate change. University of New Mexico biologist Matt Herto.
That's a systemic problem. A lot of the planning tools that fire managers rely upon for planning prescribed burns were built under a climate that no longer exists.
The GAO will now review how federal agencies do controlled burns in an era of climate change and mega drought. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
Remnants of what was Tropical Storm Colin are bringing rough surf and rip currents to the North Carolina coast. Officials are warning beachgoers to be careful in the water as the system moves back out over the Atlantic. You're listening to NPR News. The Uvalde School District's police chief is stepping down from his position on the city council, a move that's welcomed by Uvalde resident Kim Hammond.
It's your jurisdiction. This is our district, and it was just the right thing to do at this time for these families, for this community. Let us heal. His family needs to heal.
Hammond is among those critical of Arradondo and the police response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School. Intense anger has centered on police delays after the gunman entered the school. Arradondo has said he was not the incident commander. He was elected to the city council a few weeks before the shooting in May that left 19 children and two teachers dead. Two leading European politicians are warning British Prime Minister Boris Johnson there is neither a legal nor political justification for newly proposed legislation that aims to supersede elements of his own Brexit deal. Willem Marx has more from London.
The German and Irish foreign ministers have written a joint op-ed for British newspaper The Observer, in which they condemn the UK for, quote, unilaterally breaking an international agreement with the European Union. The two ministers, Annalena Baerbock and Simon Coveney, say efforts by Johnson's government to, in effect, override the Northern Ireland Protocol, an element of the deal, could undermine the, quote, rules-based international order at a time when Europe and Britain should be cooperating against Russia. The UK had not acted in good faith, they wrote, and the newly proposed legislation, which dozens of Johnson's own Conservatives have refused to support, will create, quote, a new set of uncertainties in Northern Ireland. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx in London.
This is NPR News.